You will.
You could call me. At about the middle of the week, you could call me, Mr. Brown, and maybe we could arrange something.
Middle of the week. Well, I tell you, Miss Carpenter, I, as previous, gazed up myself there for about 10, 11 nights in a row. Come on, let's walk a little faster.
Come on in, Ander.
Well, hello there, Brother Ander.
Hi, Kingfish. Hello, Amos.
Yeah, how'd you like that gal that we had up at the house last night, Ander?
Well, I liked her fine, Amos. That's the trouble.
She seemed to like you, too.
Well, listen, if she liked me so much, then how come that after only being in town a couple of weeks, and she says she don't know hardly nobody, I still couldn't get no date with her for either one of the next two nights?
Well, maybe she is playing hard to get. You know, that's the way with some of these babes.
Listen, Kingfish, don't call Miss Carpenter no babe. She happened to be the nicest gal I done ever met in my life.
Oh, pardon me, King Lancelot. I didn't know that you was in love with the beautiful princess.
Well, I don't know whether I'm in love with her or not. All I know is that when I is with her, I gets a kind of nice, warm feeling inside of me. Just like I done had a bowl of hot soup.
Well, if it's just a warm feeling you was after, stick to the soup, son. You'll find it a lot cheaper, I tell you that.
Andy, you was right about this Janice Carpenter, though. She is a swell girl. And as far as her being busy for the next couple of nights, she wasn't just dusting you off there.
She wasn't?
Oh, no, Andy. You see, when she first got to town, she met a guy, well, a fella that kind of fell for her. And he sends a candy and everything. And, well, naturally, she goes out with him.
Who's the fella?
A fella called Racy Russell. I think you know him.
Yeah, I know him. A big spender.
Not only that, but a smart dresser, too. He wears them light tan pointy shoes with the black shoelaces on them.
Hey, well, I got to get going now, Andy. I just thought I'd let you know that so you'd see what the situation was.
Yeah, well, thank you, Emma.
So long, Emma.
So long, fella.
Pointy shoes. I can get a pair of them, too. Kingfish, I'm going to get me a job.
Yeah, well, if I... What's that, Andy?
I say I'm going to get me a job so I can make some money. And I know where I can get one, too. There's a fella downtown that runs a florist shop that's looking for a big Zekere. I'm going to get that job.
Well, Andy, that's a very good job of sweeping.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Melton.
The floor looks fine, Andy. I hope you're going to like it working here in a flower shop.
Oh, yes, sir. I was crazy about flowers.
Yeah, good.
Say, by the way, that other fellow that I done told you about for a delivery boy, you know, he coming down a little while to go to work.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, say, I've got to go out for a couple of minutes to pick up some corsage ribbon just a few doors down. Now, look, while I'm gone, Andy, I wish you'd change the water in those cut flowers.
Yes, sir.
And in case any customers come in, just ask them to wait a minute till I return.
Yeah. The pretty little roses and the sweet carnation. I love all the flowers and the daisies. Daisies. Well, she loved me. She loved me not. 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 Four petals left. She loved me not. That's the last time I'm going to trust a daisy. If that gal... how you do, sir? How you do?
I say, my good man, I'd like to get some flowers.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, the boss just stepped out, mister, but he'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Well, I'm in a hurry. Can't you wait on me?
Well, I could, but I ain't supposed to. Tell you what, though, I'll kind of show you the flowers till the boss get back.
All right.
Anything particular you wanted? Them carnations there's nice.
No, not carnations. I want a flower that's got romance. Something that will tell a lady how a gentleman feels about her.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a little tip. Steer clear of them daisies.
Let's see. What other flowers are there here?
Well, let me see. We got these red ones there with the green stems. There's pretty. Oh, then we got these blue ones here with the green stems. And then these over here, these yellow ones. Green stems on them, too.
Well, they all seem to be running with green stems this year, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yeah.
Ah, there's what I want. The queen of the flower kingdom, the orchid.
Yeah, there's pretty, all right. How many would you want, mister? About a dozen?
Well, how much are they?
Well, let's see. Say on the sign there, $5 each. I guess I mean each bunch. I ain't sure that's a full bunch, though. Look kind of skimpy, don't it?
No. No, that means $5 for each flower.
Each flower?
Yes, I bought them here before. There are exactly 14 here. Well, look, I'll take them all.
You mean you're going to take 14 orchids at $5 each?
Well, of course. Why not?
That's going to make quite a mess of them hanging down on the front of the lady. Sure is.
Well, the lady happens to be my wife, and I don't expect her to wear them. Here's the $70. Now, I just want to write out a card and give you the address where you can send them.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, well, here's a pen and a card right here.
Thank you. May these flowers express what I've been trying so hard to say myself. Adolf. There. Put this card inside the box and send it to Mrs. Adolf Manjou at this address.
Yes, sir. I sure hope your wife liked these, Mrs. Manjou.
Well, I have a feeling that she will. You know, women are strange that way. Sometimes they see in the petals of a flower that which they cannot see in a man's face.
They do? Do that work with all women?
Oh, yes. Flowers seem to whisper to a woman exactly what she wants to hear.
Say, you done give me an idea. I think you got something there.
Well, Andy, I didn't think you were ready to wait on any customers yet, but I guess I can't complain when you sell every orchid in the place at top price.
Yes, sir. Well, here's the money, Mr. Melton, $70.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Thank you. Mm. I was worried about getting back late, but I guess I couldn't have done any better myself.
Mr. Melton.
Yes, Andy?
How much is them violets a bunch?
Oh? Well, we get $1 a bunch for them, Andy. Well, why do you ask?
Well, I was thinking I'd like to send a bunch to a friend of mine.
Hmm.
You know, a woman that can't look you in the face can sometimes see something in a flower and all that stuff.
Well, go right ahead, Andy, and you can have them for 50 cents.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Melton.
All right. Oh, by the way, did that delivery boy get here?
Oh, yes, sir. He's in the back room sleeping. He sleep in between delivers, but when he's awake, he kind of hop around. We call him Kangaroo Lightning.
I see. Well, I've got Mr. Manjou's orchids all packed in this long box here, Andy. And you can have him deliver them right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, Lightning. Hey, Lightning, is you awake?
Alpha. I was right on my toes.
Yeah, well, I got a couple of rush deliveries here for you.
Alpha, I'll rush them, Mr. Andy. Where you want me to whiz them to?
Well, there's two boxes here, this big long one and the one I was wrapping here. One go uptown and one go downtown.
Well, you don't want to take one of them yourself, would you, Miss Annie?
Well, I would, but I'm afraid of that walking. You see, I'm going to be wearing light tan pointy shoes in a couple of days, and I don't want my feet to get all swole up on me.
Well, which one of these boxes go where?
Well, this big one here goes to Mrs. Adolf Manjou at this address on this piece of paper.
Yeah.
And this little bitsy one go to Miss Janice Carpenter at this address right here. And you be sure to tell Miss Carpenter that they is from Mr. Brown.
Okay, Miss Andy, I'll take care of everything. Excuse me, is you Miss Janice Carpenter?
That's right.
I got some flowers here for you from Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown? He sent me flowers?
Yes, ma'am. He was going to bring them himself, but he buying pointed-toed shoes, and he was afraid his feet was full up on him.
Oh, well, I must look at him right away.
Yeah, I'd like to see him, too.
Oh, okay. Real orchids. The most beautiful flowers in all the world. And to think they're mine.
Now back to Amos and Andy and their guest, Mr. Adolphe Monjou. Andy's girl, Janice, is very happy. She's received the flowers. Now we join Andy and the kingfish in the flower shop.
Andy, you say the boss is up in the front of the store, huh?
Yeah, kingfish, he's fixing up some flowers.
Yeah, well, the reason I come down here was to tell you that that gal that you was crazy about, that Miss Carpenter, called you up at the office looking for you. And I know you didn't want her to know that you was a porter down here in the florist show. So she said that if I seed you, to have you phone her right away.
Oh, hot diggity. Lightning done got there with the violets. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call her up right away.
You're sending the gal flowers, huh, Andy? Mm. Yeah, I think you're doing the wrong thing.
What you mean?
Well, when I was courting the battle axe 17 years ago, I give her a bunch of flowers one time. Uh-huh. She's been bothering me for another bunch ever since.
Well, this don't happen to be the kind of a... wait a minute.
Hello?
Oh, Miss Carpenter?
Yes, Mr. Brown?
Hello. Excuse me just a second. I was at the office here. Say, will you stenographers and clerks be quiet with them typewriters and adding machines and stuff? Hello?
Oh, Mr. Brown, I hate to bother you, but I wanted to tell you how much I appreciate those flowers you sent to me.
Oh, that was nothing.
Nothing? Well, they're the most beautiful things I ever saw.
You think they is beautiful? Miss Carpenter, why don't you let the flowers look at you?
Oh.
Andy, that was a humdinger.
Yeah, I really rolling here, ain't I?
You sure is.
Wait a minute. You say you like the flowers, huh?
They're so nice. And something tells me that you're kind of nice yourself.
Oh. Ha, ha, ha. I is?
If you still want to go out on a date tonight, I'd love to.
Oh, sure I do. I'd love to, too.
Well, I'll be expecting you, Mr. Brown, and I'll wear one of the flowers in my hair.
Yeah, well, did you say one? Ain't that going to look kind of skimpy?
Well, after all, I wouldn't want to wear all 14 of them at once.
14?
What's the matter, Andy?
Just a second, Janice. You know what, Kingfish?
Well, what done happened now?
It looked like when Lightning was delivering them violets, he done spilled some of them. 14. Now, there's something. Janice, you ain't got a skimp, because I'm going to send you a bunch of flowers like that every day.
A bunch? Oh, I'd be thrilled with just one of them.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I'll see you about 7:30.
Oh, that'll be fine. Goodbye, Mr. Brown.
Goodbye, Janice.
You sound like a dying calf there, that last thing.
Oh, listen, Kingfish, I want to tell you something. That is the kind of gal I ought to have all the time.
Mm-hmm.
A gal that's happy with one violet.
Well, it's always that way in the beginning, Andy.
Well, funny thing, though. Nice as she is to me, she always called me by my last name. Maybe if I could... wait a minute. I'll get it, Mr. Melton.
Okay.
Melton Flower Shop speaking.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Mr. Monjou.
Who?
Adolphe Monjou.
You ain't next door by any chance, is you?
No, I'm not next door. Are you the man who waited on me when I bought the orchids?
Yes, sir, I was the man.
Well, what's the idea?
Excuse me a second, Mr. Monjou, while I change ears here. This right ear is numbing up on me. Now, what was that?
What's the big idea of sending my wife violets instead of orchids?
What was that again?
You sent me violets instead of orchids!
Hold the phone. Kingfish eyes in a mess.
Yeah, well, don't look at me.
Mr. Monjou, something must have done gone wrong.
Yes, something's going wrong with you if I don't get more orchids.
Yeah, sir.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I'll tell you.
Don't tell me anything. You come right down here to my apartment and straighten this thing out.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah, you're really in trouble, huh, Andy?
Is I in trouble? I'll say I is.
What happened?
Lightning done got the boxes mixed up on some flowers. Mr. Adolph Monju's wife got a bunch of violets, and my gal, Janice Carpenter, got $70 worth of orchids.
Wow, what is you going to do, Andy?
I don't know. What can I do? I don't know how to get them orchids back from her. I got to do something. Help me, Kingfish.
Oh, that's a mess. Wait a minute, where are you going?
Oh, I'm going out in the fresh air and try to get up enough nerve to face Mr. Monju. Then I'm going up to see him. I'll see you later, Kingfish. Do something to help me, will you, please? Oh.
Okay, Andy, okay. He is in trouble. I sure wish I could help him. Maybe the old Kingfish has got an idea.
How do you do?
Miss Carpenter?
Yes?
Permit me to introduce myself. I is Professor George Stevens of the Harlem Horticultural Society Department of Flowers.
Oh. Well, won't you come in?
Thank you. I'll put my high silk hat here on the hat rack, and I'll put my white chamois gloves and tail of my long-tailed coat.
Well, sit down, won't you?
Thank you. Miss Carpenter, in some businesses, they have what is known as spotters. You know, they spot different things. Now, in the flower business, we has got what is known as smellers. That kind of smell things as to pass them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now, it has done come to my attention through my smellers that you has received 14 of the most beautiful orchids in our fair city.
Well, what about them, Mr. Stevens?
The orchid you has got is so rare that our society, that is the Horticultural Society Department of Flowers, they want to take some pictures of them to put into books for our children to see and for our children's children.
Oh.
In other words, for prosperity. Now, what I would like to do is to take them away, and I'll bring them back to you after we have done.
You see, Mr. Monju.
Now, don't stand here in my apartment and keep saying, you see, Mr. Monju. Do something.
Yes, sir, yes.
Where are my orchids?
Well, I'm doing everything I can to figure out how to get them back here.
But when do I get them? When? It may be too late even now.
Too late? What do you mean, Mr. Monju?
Well, if you must know, I had a special reason for buying those orchids for my wife. You see, for the past 2 weeks, there's been some slight friction in this household between Mrs. Monju and me, and it so happens that the orchids might serve to cure everything. And they're the only ones in town that I could find.
You and your wife having trouble?
Yes, Mrs. Monju has been a bit perturbed, and rightly so, by what she has sometimes been known to refer to as the boy in me.
Yeah. I've been in the doghouse myself.
Well, I'm not interested in where you've been. I want those orchids, and there'll be trouble.
Well, I'm sorry you're mad. Your wife is mad with you, Mr. Monju.
So happens that there's another little thing that enters into it, too.
Oh, it is?
Just the mere fact that I happen to be madly in love with my wife, and I... Oh, what's the use? You've bungled everything. And our maid tells me that when the violets came, my wife put on her hat and coat and walked out of the house with tears in her eyes.
Yeah, sad, all right.
Let me tell you something, young man.
I'll go and try to get the orchids for you, Mr. Monju.
Well, you won't get them standing around here. Why don't you go out and look for them?
Yes, sir. I'm going to go out right now. Excuse me, Mr. Monju, though. I don't guess you want them violets. Would it be all right if I took them with me?
I'll be glad to give them to you.
Yeah, I'll wait right here for them.
Well, Hilda, before you answer that door, tell me, what did Mrs. Monju do with the violets?
They're on a dressing table, sir.
Well, I'll get you the violets of all the stupid things I've ever heard of.
What is it, please?
Excuse me, but this is Mr. Adolph Monju. Oh, wait a minute, there's the man who wants the Andy.
Oh, Kingfish, you got him.
Oh, yeah, here you are, son. Here is the orchid.
Oh, boy, you done saved my life. How did you get him?
Don't ask no questions now. All I can tell you is that Janice won't know the difference till the time comes that she ain't gonna get them back. I got you out of this jam, too, didn't I?
You got me out of one, but I got into another one. What is Janice gonna say when she gets the violets back instead of the orchid?
Yeah, well, I can't do everything for you.
Wait a minute, wait, here it comes. Mr. Monju, here it is. Here's your orchid.
Orchids? I'm afraid they've arrived a little too late.
Too late? But, Mr. Monju...
Well, I have decided to keep the violets instead. Perhaps this note I just found on the dresser will tell you why. Dearest Adolph, How strange that so many years have passed before you discovered that a woman's heart is wrapped up in little things. Do you remember a few years ago, it was just a week before we were married, we walked in the country and you stopped by a peaceful brook and picked me violets. You said if it were ever possible to love me more than you did then, you would tell me with violets. Adolf, you've given me many lovely gifts since then, but today my violets came. The loveliest present you've ever sent me. I'm glad you didn't forget your loving wife.
Gee, that's the prettiest thing I ever heard.
Yeah. It sure is.
It's pretty to me, too, boys. Now will you take these orchids and get out of here?
Take the orchids?
Yes. Before my wife thinks I didn't buy her the violets.
Oh, come in, Mr. Brown.
Oh, how is you, Miss Carpenter? How is you? Still call me Mister, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I hope I ain't late.
Oh, no. No, I just finished dressing. Won't you sit down?
Oh, thank you. You don't mind if I use this footstool here, does you?
Oh, not at all.
Yeah, I'll put my light tan pointy shoes with the black shoelaces up there.
Oh, they're very good looking, Mr. Brown.
Oh, sure, the latest thing. The only reason I cut the slits in there, because the summer coming on, you know.
Mr. Brown, I want to thank you again for those orchids. I can't tell you how much they meant to me. Don't they look lovely on the table there?
Yeah, they sure do.
They're so beautiful. As a matter of fact, the man from the Horticulture Society came to take pictures of them. He brought them back just about an hour ago.
Yeah, got some nice fellows in that society, all right.
They certainly have. When I spoke to you over the phone, I hadn't seen that card you enclosed in the box. Oh, it was a beautiful thought you expressed. I'll never forget it as long as I live.
The card, you say?
Mm-hmm. It made me feel so close to you. Up till now, I guess I've been kind of formal calling you Mr. Brown and all that, and I'm going to start calling you by your first name, though, right now.
Oh, would you, Janet? That's what I've been waiting for. It would make me so happy. Let me hear you say it.
All right. I think you're the most wonderful man in the world, Adolf.
Next Friday at this same time, Amos and Andy will have a show that you'll surely want to hear. Make certain you don't miss it, for at that time the boy's guest will be the screen's most romantic actor, Mr. Charles Boyer. That's next Friday night at this same time. Our thanks to Adolphe Monjou for appearing with us tonight. He may currently be seen in the current picture success, Hi Diddle Diddle. Our program is broadcast to our armed forces overseas. This is Harlow Wilcox bidding you all good night, and don't forget, next week, Amos and Andy and Charles Boyer.
Best of all time, once we get the right bifocals on him, he's going to be unbeatable that day.
Andy, did you hear that? Come on, will you?
Did I hear what?
That whistle. That's the Rinso White Whistle.
And Rinso means us.
That's right. Rinso gets clothes Rinso White. And Rinso presents the Amos and Andy Show. Yes, Rinso White.
Rinso Bright.
Yes, Rinso Bright. And folks, a Rinso White, Rinso Bright wash can't be beat. No wonder Rinso is the only soap recommended by the makers of 33 leading washers. No wonder so many millions of women say,
Rinso gets out stubborn dirt fast.
Soapy-rich, hard-working suds that get your white clothes dazzling Rinso white help keep your washable colors Rinso bright, safely. Next wash day, remember,
Rinso white,
Rinso bright.
Use Rinso for a wash that's Rinso white and Rinso bright. And now our stars, Amos and Andy. Andy is writing a lovelorn column on the Harlem paper under the name of Juliet Hart. In his column, he advised one girl who signed her name Brokenhearted to sue the man who jilted her for breach of promise. The man turned out to be Andy, and the girl has started suit. Right now, Andy is hiding under the Kingfish's desk as a process server questions the Kingfish regarding Andy's whereabouts.
Excuse me, Muzzle, I didn't hear what you say. Who is it you're looking for?
I'm looking for a man by the name of Andrew Brown.
Is it by any chance Andrew H. Brown?
That's right.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him? Then why'd you ask me what his initial was?
Well, I wanted to be sure that he was the man I never heard of.
Listen, I saw Andy Brown walk into this building not 1 minute ago. Now, he couldn't have gotten by you without you seeing him.
Yes, he could, yes. I had my back on him when he walked past. I remember saying to the stranger, pardon my back, Andy.
Andy, huh? If he was a stranger to you, how come you know his name was Andy?
Well, you just told me.
Now, listen, don't try to tell me Andrew H. Brown had come into this building. He was described to me as being a heavy-set fellow with flat feet and wearing a derby.
Oh, you mean him. Oh, that one with a derby. Oh, Andrew H. Brown. Yeah. Why didn't you say so? Yeah, well, now, there's a funny thing, mister. I've been trying to keep him out of this lodge, but ever so often he sort of take a cut through here, you know, a shortcut. Yeah, he come in the front door and go out the back door, and I don't see him again for 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah, sir, why don't you try again in 1955? Well, so long and a happy decade to you. Yeah.
All right. I see what you're up to. But I'm telling you right now that Andrew Brown is going to be served with a summons no matter how we have to do it. Goodbye.
Yeah, you can come out from under that desk now, Andy.
Oh, me. Was I doubled up in a knot there. And my buddy just wasn't built for doubling, Kingfish.
Yeah, he was making noise under that, too. He almost heard you once. I told you to keep quiet.
Well, I couldn't help moving around. You know that little cigar stump that I had in my mouth that I was chewing on?
Yeah.
I swallowed it. Boy, I feel awful.
Yeah, I imagine you would.
Yeah, I'll say. It was a 15-setter.
Yeah. Now, look, Andy, about this other thing. I don't want to get in no trouble hiding you from the process server. Now, this is the third time somebody done been in here with a summons, and I stand up telling them I don't know you. And I think you're making a mistake ducking these process servers.
What you mean?
Well, just look at the situation. You see, Andy, this gal that's suing you has got the state of New York back of her. What it boils down to is you against the state of New York.
Yeah, it's a big state, too, ain't it?
Oh, yeah, you got a hunk of map there, son. This ain't no Rhode Island you playing around with, you know. And it ain't only the state that's against you. You know who is back of the state, don't you?
Who?
The federal government, that's who. And that includes the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Coast Guard, and the Free French.
The Free French. How did they get in there?
They volunteered. So you see, Andy, if you won't come to the court, they can subpoena you there.
How come they can do that?
Yeah, well, I,